Uber Street Photographer gets super swole. Sun's out, baby. All these shorty guys hitting on me. Actually, I think in America and the States, the greatest benefit is not being a shorty guy. So, found out, I mean, I've always known Kanye is what, 5'7", 5'6", 5'5"? Even Jeff Bezos is only 5'7". I'm like, I wouldn't want to be 5'7" in the world's trillionaire, bajillionaire, if I was so short. At least it's a good thing with Elon. I think it was over 6 foot. Jay-Z is what, 6'2"? And even Kanye is like, Kim Kardashian's kind of a midget. She's only what, 5 foot? 5'1" at most. So taller is better. So nice. Oh, you want to see upgrades on the Prius truck? So matte black rep right here. X, look at these little subtle red things I put here. Oh, this is the best. X. People like, what kind of car is this? I call this the Prius Bugatti Bolide. It's gonna be a fun thought. Actually, that's a good. Oops. Water on the iPad. Watch this. Okay. Open up the Dali. Prius Bugatti Bolide concept car. Need a bit like this. Prius Bugatti Bolide concept car, creating image. Alright, it's pretty fast, but I'm like, how can you make it faster? I wanna wait. I want it instantaneous. Call me impatient, but I think impatience is a virtue. Yeah, like this should just be instantaneous. Why does it take time? Okay, there goes. Wow. Prius Bugatti Bolide. With black and yellow color scheme. Okay, so what's kind of really cool about DALL-E, ChatGPT, generative AI, is when you create the design and then you have it modify the design. So, you know, it is with black and yellow color schemes, and don't use all these other loser, what? I don't even know what they're called. ChatGPT is the one, DALL-E, DALL-E 3. Oh, yeah. Okay, this looks a little better. But even this is a bit boring. Matte pink, baby. Make it all matte pink with Bitcoin icons. And also a big thing with this ChatGPT stuff. Make your hair look like a stallion. And the reason why it's still good to use a GoPro, you don't have to worry about focusing. Actually, the reason why GoPros are so underrated is the close focusing distances. It just makes recording and everything a lot easier. Wow. Matte pink with Bitcoin icons. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Show the back view and racing. Yeah. Matte pink. If we're gonna do a rap, gonna do be a matte pink rap. That'd be so gangsta. Gangsta, gangsta, gangsta. Actually, the nice thing I like about the vinyl thing, so I, you know, I like spray painting and stuff like that, but it's just too toxic in terms of the spray paint smell. It kind of gives me a headache. So just, I think the number one reason why it's good to use a wrap is, yeah, you don't have to deal with the toxic chemicals. So instead of buying a new car, just wrap it. Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah. I love it, just troll the webs. Just put up a new thingies. Matte pink Bugatti Bolide Prius concept car Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Into the real menus, iPad Pros off the grid. Actually, it's funny because like everyone in Culver knows me as the dude who walks around topless on his iPad Pros. So you don't even need an Apple Vision Pro. I think, I mean, maybe I'll test it. I mean, actually the cool thing with the Vision Pro, you pass through, is technically like a use, like wearing an Iron Man helmet, maybe? I don't know. I think maybe I'll do a viral video for the Apples. I mean, I guess you could just buy it and just return it if you don't like it. Time for Eric Kim to be the first viral Apple Vision Pro street photographer. POV. POV prawn. Okay, so that one worked good. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Okay. Time to do planches. Planche, planche, planche. The weather's good, everyone's wet. And actually, pro tip, the cure for back pain and shoulder pain is just getting these rings, super easy. Just get on Amazon or bought the Titan Fitness ones because it's linked to my PayPal account. Actually, it's nice too. I just have like a random $1,000 just sitting in my PayPal account. And actually, the fun thing with PayPal is it just kind of feels like play money or toy money. It doesn't really feel that real. And therefore, as a consequence, you could just experiment with more silly, funny things. All right, so some other funny random thoughts. Is Kanye West anti-Semitic or racist? I mean, the first one is yes. Now that you got that out of the way, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? So, how's it going, bro? Survive the rain?
What's up?
You survived the rain?
Oh yeah.
You enjoying the sun?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Yo, are you a Raiders fan?
Yeah.
Which team?
Which team?
Yeah, the OG one or the new one?
Oh man, I go back to Los Angeles, so when they're at LA Raiders, so.
Oh. I'm still I didn't know Raiders was LA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back then they were it's when Rams were still LA as well.
Oh, I didn't know Rams was LA back in the day too. Yeah.
So Rams and Raiders were back then, were LA before Rams got sent to St. Louis. Oh. And then Raiders went to Oakland.
Why did the Raiders first go to Oakland?
It's just one of those things like ownership.
Oh, so, is it like a money thing?
Yeah, it's like a money thing, you know. That's why you see a lot of loyal fans, is because a lot of them are LA Raider fans that are loyal. So that's why they travel so far.
What do you think about them going to Vegas?
I don't mind it. I go to Vegas a lot.
Oh, so cool.
Not a lot, but.
Yeah. What's the most you ever won with casinos?
I don't really gamble too much when I'm there. It seems like I did more of my gambling down here in Commerce. And I won more of my money down here.
What's the most you ever won down here? Hey, which game?
Playing Texas Hold'em.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yo, so what's the secret to doing a good bluff?
A good bluff?
Yeah.
Keep the same face all the way through. Don't show no emotion.
You know when you're playing, right? Do you wear like sunglasses or a hat or straight up?
Yeah, just straight up.
How do you bring yourself to not change your face?
Just don't react to the card you get. Because a lot of times you see a card, you're like, oh, I got a good card, you know? I mean, at first, it's like that, you know, but I mean, if you're going to get that same reaction, then have that same reaction all the way through with every card you get. Because if not, then they're going to catch on and then they'll notice when you have a bad hand or not.
You know, is it a strategy where you pretend like you're a newbie and then you pretend like you get excited about it?
Not really, because, I mean, you think about it,
yeah.
You could try to read somebody, but then there's always a lot of newcomers that have that beginner's luck.
Oh.
And they'll just, no matter what, they'll get good cards. And even though you could play them and see that they have a good card, you know, you're constantly going to keep voting, and at one point you're going to end up having a bet. So it's just one of those things, like, it's hard.
So when you're playing in Commerce, right, what is like the buy-in and the...
Well, usually I go for the $40 buy-in.
Oh, nice.
So you go for a $40 buy-in and you can cash out at any time you want.
Oh, that's good.
So you don't have to go for the tournaments.
Which one is the one in Commerce that's
good? So, well, there's one right outside of Commerce.
Yeah.
It's not actually in Commerce.
Yeah.
It's 710.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Bicycle.
How long does it take to drive to the Bicycles?
Probably about 45 minutes.
That's not bad.
From here, it's probably even less, because I live in the valley.
Oh, you live in the valley?
Yeah, so from over there, it's like about a 45-minute drive.
How long is the commute for you?
Here?
Yeah.
In the mornings, it's only half an hour. On the way home, it's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Wait, you have to do that back?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So when I drive back home, it's an hour and 15 minutes, but on the way here, it's like 25 minutes.
How do you tolerate the commute back?
Take music.
Who are you listening to right now?
Oh, it's a variety. If I don't go to hip hop, then I have my rock or my metal.
Who's your favorite hip hop artist?
Hip hop?
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
I just cycle through them. I know them all. Tell me.
I'm old school, so.
Old school? I know the old school guys too.
I go towards like X-Rated or.
Oh, nice.
I'll stick with like the old school Sally Sal.
Oh, super old school. Wait, how old are you?
Do or Die or.
Wait, how old are you?
42.
Oh, you got the super. I'm 36, so like you're kind of like a little bit my OG.
Yeah.
Wait, so who do you think is the most underrated, overrated rappers? Like, who's super, like, yeah. Wait, what are your thoughts? Either old school or new school.
I don't like none of the new school rappers.
Why?
It's just, they don't have that same commitment like back in the day.
Mm.
To me, the 90s was the best.
Oh, really? Oh,
90s,
okay.
The rap, whether it was rap, whether it was rock, metal, 90s was just a good era for music.
Why do you think the 90s was so good for the music?
It's just, there was more passion in the music than it was just trying to make money.
Oh.
Like now it's just them trying to make money. So they talk more about the money or about the lifestyle, or back then it was more about culture.
Oh, you know, what's your take on Jay-Z?
Back then he was good. Uh-huh. I ain't gonna lie, he did have good music, but
he let
the money side of it take over him.
Why do you care about money so much?
I mean, who wouldn't want to like money? But you know, he just let it take control of him.
Yeah, actually,
a lot of them these days, you know, like the only ones that stay humble are like Ice Cube that sticks to what they know. You know, like Ice Cube.
Really? Even Ice Cube?
Yeah, I mean, he makes money because he does movies and all that, but his music's still generally the same.
Wait, he make new music?
I don't know if he had anything new come out. He's been doing like little singles here and there.
Yeah. Oh, Ice Cube legit?
I think he's legit.
Oh yeah, because I saw him like pulling up these random movies, and I'm just like, it just seems like a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But I guess it's better that you just end up being stupid movies and then don't corrupt your own music and your art that way.
Like you got those that stay humble to it, that don't like go too far out of it, and and just it's just there for the money, so they just try to make like records just to make money. You know, like like I said, it is good to make money, but when it comes to them, they generally do it for like, you know, for the love of their music.
Oh yeah. So, well, actually, it's
that's why you don't see them. Those OGs, you don't really, or those ones that are good artists, you don't really see them out consistently making music. It's once they feel something good, then they come out with an actual album. Or every now, like now these days, it's just more singles.
They pop up with singles. So, what do you think is the best rap album as a whole of all time? Your favorite.
There's so many albums there.
Choose top three.
I would go with the Tupac one.
Oh, really? Which one? Which one?
All Eyes on Me.
Do you think Tupac's overrated, underrated, or is rated how he should be?
I'd say it's about where he's at.
Where is that?
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't go too much as far as whether you're under or over because he died too soon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, he didn't really have time to really start it.
Wait, how old was he when he...
He was like 27?
That's it?
Or something like that.
I thought he was like in his 30s, no?
Maybe 31, I don't know. He was somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, so I think... you know, it's funny too, because like, you know, Kobe died so early too, right?
Yeah.
Is that like in some ways, when you die early, it's a blessing because you're more likely to get remembered because...
Yeah, because you're at your peak. You died at your peak.
Yeah,
you died at your peak. Like Jim Morrison, I think Jim Morrison, Tupac, Aaliyah, there's a couple people that all died.
Who Jim Morrison?
Jim Morrison, he's a rocker.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that sings, how can I say, there's a couple songs that he sings that are famous, but I think one that would stand out more.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you interact rock music too, because usually, like, I always thought, like, as a kid growing up, right, I'm born in 88, I always thought, like, it was antagonistic, like, if you were into hip-hop, you were anti-rock, or if you're into rock, you're kind of anti, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was what you're about.
Yeah, like, I'm, like I said, I'm still a big NWA fan, you know. I still like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
I like all that, and then you go to, like metal, I'm a big Metallica fan.
Metallica, ooh.
You know,
bro, who's the hardest rocker of all time? Okay, most hardcore.
Hardcore.
Like, you listen to it and it gets you, like, in the fucking zone.
I have to be Metallica.
Oh, really? Metallica?
Or Linkin Park, like their music.
Is Metallica still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They just came out, they're coming out with another album. And so is Anthrax.
Oh, really?
Anthrax is coming out
with how old is they now?
How old are they now?
How old are they?
Oh, I don't know. They're up there.
Wait, have you ever listened to Pantera?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Pantera?
Mm-hmm. Slayer, Pantera.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just... I'm open, you know? Like I said, I like a lot of music, so...
Yeah, no, that's good. I think... how do you stay so open-minded about music? Because, you know, like, people put themselves in
camps. I like the actual music.
Yeah.
I don't really... I pay attention to lyrics after, but it's just the sound of the music.
Oh, like sonically you want it to sound good.
Yeah, I feel the music.
Yeah.
I mean, I like house music too. I was born and raised off house music.
Oh, so really?
You know,
where are you from, LA?
I'm right here from the Valley. Born and raised.
Oh.
So I'm into house, hardcore, hard house. Oh. You know, trance. You know, like I said, I just like music. So.
Oh. Like, what was it about music you love most?
Just the beat, the bass.
To make it what you make it feel?
Yeah.
Do you like Dr. Dre?
Oh, yeah. Like you said, well, you think about Dre too. Dre started with house music and stuff.
Oh, he
like
did?
That.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because he was more of like funk and... He was a DJ, so he was more onto that type of music. And then, you know, he actually... That's where the rap came from because he liked that hardcore shit too, though. So.
Ooh, do you like Kanye?
Kanye, he's good. He's good back then. Now it's like...
What do you think about nowadays?
Nowadays, I think it just a lot of stuff just got in his head. Just a lot of shit got in his head.
Like
his old music was really good. I ain't gonna lie. When he first came out, it was really good. And then, I'm not gonna say he doesn't make bad music now, but it's just too much shit in his head. Like, lyrical wise, I wouldn't listen to him. But like beats wise, music wise, he does have good music.
Well, I was recently. So have you heard this podcast called Lex Friedman?
No.
So one thing I like to do during my long commute just listen to podcasts about shit, right? So there's a podcast named Lex Friedman. He's kind of more like a tech AI guy. Uh-huh. So he did a 3-hour-long interview with Kanye, and I just downloaded a transcript, and it was super interesting because, besides all the racism and anti-Semitism, he's like putting out real numbers. Like, for example, you know Balenciaga, the clothing brand, right? Uh-huh. He said he paid Demna, the head lead designer, $5 to $10 million to get shit designed, but Balenciaga paid Kanye nothing. So I just thought it was interesting is that, like, besides the music, is Kanye just spitting out like the real life numbers, because you know, like, normal people like us, like, oh, you know it'd be nice if you had like $5-10 million in our bank account. But then when you're like listening to these people who have access to all these almost like otherworldly like monies and contacts, and then just finding out the real facts behind it, it's kind of a pretty really eye-opening.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
So who are you listening to today on the commute?
So right now, I'm still stuck on my Linkin Park and Metallica.
Yeah.
And then if I'm listening to, right now I'm like in that zone of like soft music.
Oh.
So right now I'm listening to more of R&B.
Oh, nice, nice.
Kind of like, how would it go, like Next or Neo or...
Ooh, you like Neo?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of good music.
Man, you so open-minded, because like, my problem is like, high school was slime. Oh, only pussies listen to, whatever. They just kind
of
like...
Oh, no, you're raised on everything. Dude, like, back then, growing up, everybody known me as listening to oldies.
Oh, shit.
I was big time in the oldies.
Bro, you fucking OG before you was an OG.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm from the Bay Area, right? Like, East Bay, 510, Oakland, Alameda, right?
Oh, see, I'm a big E-40 fan.
I'm a big
Too Short fan.
My boy, fucking stupid, dumb, and hypey, yellow bus retarded, tell me where to go.
Uh-huh.
Dude, E-40 is...
Too Short are like part of my top favorite rappers.
Wait, is Too Short still alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're actually going to be doing a show up, I want to say... The Forum, they're doing a show coming up, uh-huh. And Too Short's part of it. I don't know if E-40 is, but I know what Too Short is.
Yo, how do you think E-40 has been able to stay so prolific over the years?
Just keeping that mind sharp, man. I don't know if it's the weed or not. I mean, I miss it. I used to smoke a lot of weed too, but now that I landed this job, I can't smoke.
Oh,
how
do you feel like tapering off the weed? Like, what does it do for you mentally or physically? Like, do you feel different?
No, it just helped me. No, it's all in your head.
Yeah.
I just like the high part of it, but it never made you better or worse than anything.
Oh, it's just kind of like whatever.
Yeah, it's just like whatever. It's just when you're ready to relax, it does help you relax a lot.
Yeah.
But it was never, it's all mental.
Why do people think weed's so bad?
It's because the way people, like white people, it's like any, well, there's a lot, there's drugs that are worse, obviously, but it's just the way adolescents, teen. Take it out of proportion, and people see it as bad because they look at the bad part of it.
Yeah.
And when, so there's just a lot of people that abuse it and they do stupid things on it that make it look bad.
Well, it's funny because for me, I've only smoked weed twice in my life.
Yeah.
And then actually, I wasn't really about it because I looked at all my friends in high school, the ones that have got really into weed. They all just became like super lazy and unmotivated.
Okay, well, yeah, see? And it's like they said, it's just those type that, it's just those types that make it look bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
I was a big smoker. I drove when I smoked. I never got into accidents.
Yeah.
I've always went to work. I never got lazy. I love going to work, being high, you know. It never took away from me. I still had a social life. I still did my chores. It never took away from me.
Yeah.
To the point that my parents never knew I got high because my grades were always good.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
So
I think maybe the big issue is that like when you kind of let it get in the way of just like your normal functioning and stuff like that.
When you let it control you, then that's where it's bad.
Yeah, because actually, my thought is, so I met a dude who was like ex-military, PTSD and shit, right? Got addicted to all the drugs, all the bad shit, right? And I asked him, I was like, what's the worst drug? And do you know what he told me?
Oh, something is that weed. Crystal. No? What's the worst? Keep going. I don't know, there's a lot of them out there if you want to say words.
Like keep going.
What do you see? Pee, coke?
Nope.
Shrooms?
Nope.
LSD?
Nope.
Heroin?
Nope.
one thing I can think of.
Think about the one that everyone comes to all the time when they're watching sports.
Not alcohol.
Not alcohol, bro.
Well, I can see that.
Well, how could you see that?
Because alcohol tends to get you more fucked up quicker than anything. So if you're not paying attention to your consumption, you know, body weight, mass, and all that, you're gonna
get fucked up quick. Well, I mean,
beer-wise. Well, for me, I'm tolerant to beer. I could drink beer all night and be fine. But if I start drinking alcohol,
Yeah, like taking shots and shit, right?
Yeah, you gotta cut yourself off at some point.
Yeah, because I mean, like, my thought is, like, I mean, alcohol, like, I'm also, like, I stopped drinking alcohol, like, 7-8 years ago. Just because, like, I just didn't like the way it made me feel. I would get hangovers and shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also Asian, too, so I get, like, red flush. So I take one or two shots and I just turn bright red, right? So I just I didn't like the way it made me feel. But nowadays, like, when I'm at a social event or something, right? It's almost, especially being a guy, right? You're almost expected to drink alcohol. So when I'm like, they're like, yo, wanna drink? I'm like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, come on, like, you want me to not have a drink and stuff
well,
like
see, that? Well, see, that's the thing, though. It's just the people. You know, like, if you're gonna hang out, like, I have a lot of people that I hang out that don't drink. Yeah. We don't take that offensive to them.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
You know, so we just make sure that if they're invited to a party, we just make sure they have... We have, you know, drinks for them too.
Well, that's good, that's
plenty
good.
Plenty of water, you know.
Or do you think that maybe that's more like a high school thing where people are like, oh, don't be a bitch.
No, well, back then, yeah. I mean, everybody's going to talk their shit.
Oh. And jump on it to get on it. So I'm like, all right.
Oh, dude, that's super legit. So you just kind of need to know an inside person?
Unless you're looking to see when when they're actually hiring, then But other than that, since he told me they were hiring, I wouldn't have known either. So because he let me know that we're going to hire outside hires, I jumped on it.
Dude.
But if you're constantly looking, then you can see when the opening pops up.
Man, that's legit, bro. Wait, so what do you do with all your money? That's mucho dinero.
Oh, right now? It just goes to the house. My wife's not working right now, so.
Oh,
is she arthritis.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two kids.
How old?
I have a 19-year-old and I have a 6-year-old.
Oh, so any pro tips on going from one kid to two kids?
No, just when it happens, it happens. You know what I mean? Like, you're always gonna stay protective. You know what I mean? Unless you guys are both willing to have like a lot of kids, then you're not really worried about, you know, that part of it. You know?
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just you know, take steady your pace.
How many siblings do you grow up with?
I'm the oldest of seven.
Oh, seven!
Yeah.
Yo, that's legit, bro.
I have four sisters and two brothers.
Are you the best one?
I'm the oldest. So in a way, I feel like I helped raise them, too.
Oh, yo, that's legit. Yeah, because for me, it's just me and my sister. Uh-huh. She's 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
And, my dream is that, because, you know, his 3 years old, his son, he just turned three. And I always, because it was just me and my sister, right?
Yeah.
As a kid, I always thought, oh, it'd be so nice, like, also, I have one boy, one girl.
Well, I mean, my 19-year-old, yes, we paced it. And then we had my son, he's 6 years old. I kind of felt bad because he's a boy and, like, he needs something to play with. But even if we want to have another kid, you know, she's in the position where she can because of her rheumatoid arthritis.
What is that?
It's like arthritis, but it's just the worst form of it.
Oh, my God. Is that generic?
It's generic. Genetic,
Or her mom has
too? Mom doesn't have it, but grandma does, so
she skipped
generation.
She ever tried doing like yoga or something?
She has everything she tries to do to help it, but she partied too back then, which helped it, you know, like it sped up the process more on her.
Oh no.
So now she's cool, she don't do that stuff no more, like, you know, party or anything like that, so.
Well, I don't know if this could help, but one thing I heard, just really hot.
Okay.
Or like just really hot. Do you guys have bathtubs?
Yeah, we do.
Just tell her, maybe tell her to try this thing. Like super fucking hot.
She likes hot baths anyway.
Oh yeah, just tell her to take hot baths. Like I would actually recommend doing it twice a day. Right? You know, a lot of people like don't do it because it's kind of waste time or waste money, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things that we need to do is like it's not gonna cure it, but the hot baths, it gets the blood flow circulating, and actually approach it. You do a really hot bath, and then shower, so that extreme relation between the heat and the extreme cold, it kind of like reboots your body's circulation. I mean, like, I'm also skeptical of like Asian people science and knowledge is, but then I think the for Asian people, health or pain or whatever, it's all about medicine.
Nope, makes sense.
And then you've been saying, like, thinking about your job, walking around in the sun, it helps your blood circulation shit. So I mean, probably would try.
No, I'll definitely let her know.
Or even she has a gym membership. You know,
well, she got that going, but that's the thing, though. She can only do certain things.
Yeah, no, so what she can do, she had LA Fitness gym membership, the sauna, right? She only have to work out. Just go there, hit up the hot sauna, walk around a little bit, stretch and shit, just dip out. But even nowadays, like, I've just been working out here, right?
Yeah.
And my takeaway point is I prefer working at home than the gym, because gym's kind of nice.
I'd rather do that too.
Yeah.
I used to do it back in the day, and then I stopped working out. Yeah. And,
but then the thing I miss about the only, yeah, well, the thing I only miss about the gym is actually the hot sauna.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I was going for. But like, there'd be certain days like I'm not feeling it, I'll just go to the gym, do the hot sauna, and just dip out, and I actually feel pretty good.
Okay.
But you know what you should try out though? You want to stay lean? Super simple. 100% carnivore diet. I've been on this last 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, just meat. You like meat? Eat meat?
That's interesting. 100% carnivore. I thought taking away the meat.
Nah, bro. Nope. There's a...
To lose, I mean, that's this?
Good. Yep. 100%. Like, I used to eat like bread and shit and all the bullshit, right? I couldn't get a six pack until I just cut up. No fruit, no starches, no milk, no dairy, no vegetables, no fruit. All I just drink is tap water, black coffee, lift weights, and just meat. Just ground beef, lamb, steak, bone marrow, beef heart, beef liver, just 100% carnivore. My rule is, if it didn't want to have a heartbeat, I don't eat it. And that's a secret, because honestly, low-key, they talk about the fat additive. I mean, this is my ongoing thing. Also, like Coke Zero and stuff like that, right? Is that it's the reason we put on body fat, it's an insulin signaling process in which whenever you eat starch, sugar, rice, tortillas, you know, pasta, whatever,
yeah,
your body tastes the sweetness and starches, so it starts injecting the insulin hormone, which causes you to put on fat. Meat doesn't really do that. And so that doesn't happen. And the only reason we've been like propagandized that, oh, eating meat is going to be that better, right? It's like all these companies, they make a lot of money selling this vegan protein powder, right? So honestly, it's kind of annoying, because actually the meat industry is actually not a profitable industry, and they don't have as much lobbying power. Like even fucking like James Cameron, the dude who made Avatar, like worth $10 billion, right? Bro, check it. He funded the Game Changers vegan bodybuilding documentary, whatever. And he gets his best friend Arnold to say, oh, eat more plants and stop eating meat, right? But bro, he owns a $2 billion pea protein plant vegan company. So the more he promotes all this like plant bullshit,
the more for him.
He makes more money. So when you just follow the money. But I mean, I just, I'll take steroids. I don't even take protein powder. Just 100% carnivore. So like, even last night, I ate like 4 to 5 pounds of ground beef. And just like, no carbs, no starch.
That's interesting, no, because I'm over here thinking, like,
yeah,
I was going to cut the carbs. In other words, I was going to cut the bread, the, you know, flour, tortillas, you know. Yeah. I cut the red meat and cut sugar.
Eat more red meat.
I was going to start eating just, like, chicken.
No, bro, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, in other countries, chicken is not considered meat.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just, I would actually say, I'll give you the total opposite. I only eat red meat. I don't even eat pork or chicken, because chicken, essentially, it's poverty food. The only reason they eat pork, too, is because they can't afford beef. Because even in Korea, I'm Korean, right? You go Korea, pork is cheaper than beef, so Korean people like to eat pork. Also, like, you know, what's your nationality over there?
Latino,
Mexican, right? Also, the reason they like to eat like pork in a lot of Mexican culture is that it's just cheaper than beef.
Right. Yeah.
But you look at the emperors, they eat nothing but beef, right?
Yeah.
So even nowadays, I feel like, you know, being Latino, Mexican, Korean, whatever, right? We're essentially only eating poverty food, because like the only reason you eat tortillas is because like you're not rich enough to buy the meat, so you just gotta, you know, fill yourself up. Same thing with rice, right? So whenever I found that the hardest thing was switching, you know, as Asians, like, they give you a bowl of rice, I'm like, I don't eat that. They're like, what? So like, even now whenever I get Mexican food, right, I just say dos libras de asada.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no tortillas? Like, no, just the meat. And I just put some cilantro and cebolla and just eat the meat. Okay. And ever since that, like, bro, I swear, if you switch 100% carnivore, I bet you, and you don't even have to work out, I bet you within 6 months you get 6-pack.
Interesting.
Not even working out, just nothing but meat. Just go to Costco.
Yeah.
go to Costco, get ground beef. There's a really good Wagyu ground beef. Do you eat lamb?
Oh yeah.
Lamb, there's a really good boneless lamb leg roast. You slice it up, cook it on the pan with butter, you know, eat it. And actually the big thing too, just beverages, just water and water and black coffee. No fake sugar, no fake whatever's. Cause yeah, like I think really it's the sugar and starches and even the fake sweeteners, like, you know, Coke Zero, your body tastes that it's sweet, your body still injects the insulin. Yeah. So once again, I think the whole reason why all this health diet stuff is so kind of messed up is because so much people have money invested in these corporations. And then, you know, people say, oh, you know, eating meat, bad for the planet, it's bad for animals. I'm like, bro, like, fucking don't get at me with that. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you like, sorry, people hella like, actually, with diet, health, and fitness, my thought is whenever people say something's unhealthy for you, it's actually not.
Right.
And whenever people give you more than one reason not to do something, that's bullshit. People say, red meat, bad for the planet, gonna increase your cholesterol, gonna give you a heart attack, you're gonna make you fat, bad for animals. I'm like, bro, you just need one reason. Like, eating meat, red meat, is bad for the planet? I'm like, yeah, that's true, but I'm like, bro, you fucking going to Trader Joe's and buying all this fucking like candy and shit, like all this plastic wrapper shit, that's bad for the environment. You know, you buy your Tesla, that's bad for the environment, but everyone's trying to like, you know, feel all good and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I like to just give it a shot, but yeah, I mean, I'm the only weightlifter I know. I don't even take protein powder, just meat.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just give it a shot. I mean, go to Costco, load up on the ground meat, the ground beef, and
we got a lot of the meat though.
Just try this. When you're cooking the meat at home, just don't eat no carbs, no starches, no sauce, just straight meat, salt and pepper, boom. And if you want something spicy, like Tabasco, because it has no sugar added, because like fucking everything has sugar added to it now, right? Yeah, give it a shot, bro. What's your name?
Robert.
Eric.
Eric, nice to meet you.
Big Bob?
Yeah.
Well, what's your last name, Robert?
Alanis.
R.A.?
R.A.
R.A.?
R.A.
R.A. in the house?
R.A.
Sound like resident assistant.
Huh.
Bro, I'm finna get a job at your company now, too. Make the big bucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. It goes higher than that, so.
What is it cap out at?
It depends on the position you're in. So the position, we cap out at 52, but there's a LCT, which does the people that do the digging, they got the supervisor, the main guy that's always working. I'm a pay grade 6, they're a pay grade 7.
So how much
they max out at? Like right under 60.
Whoa.
And then if you take supervision and all that, you go even higher, you start going salary wise, but you could tap out.
What's
I think
like the maximum.
Maximum, I think, if you go to transmission.
Transmission
is the ones that do the big piping, and they're out like in the desert. They're out further, deeper. They do the big jobs. They make easy part like $100 an hour.
Shit.
Yeah.
Which group is this?
This is a Mark Cuban yellow.
This one work good.
Permanent. Yeah.
Why do they use yellow?
Because yellow signifies death.
Oh.
And if you see blue markings, that's water.
Oh.
You see red markings, that's electrical.
Is yellow, red, or orange the most attractive? What's high visibility?
High visibility? Orange.
Oh, why orange?
Because it's almost like a neon color. It stands out.
Oh.
Like if I'm driving down the street, I'll tend to see an orange faster than I would see a yellow or blue.
So if I buy a Lamborghini, I should buy an orange one?
Yeah. Orange or green?
Orange or green?
Those seem.
Wait, why green?
Because it's the same thing, like if you get like a bright green, that's like, it stands out, it's like, I say anything that looks like a neon color will stand out more.
Oh, neon.
Yeah, neon colors, they stand out more, like they're more visible, you see them more.
That's interesting because, yo, check this out.
Even like bright red.
Oh yeah,
that stands out.
You know, I've been like really into colors, even my son's into colors. He said that he likes this color.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
I'm not gonna say nothing because I'm a big green and blue fan. So,
green and blue.
Even though I'm black and silver because of Raiders.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm a.
Wait, what about blue though? Cause like I feel like blue gets no love.
No, I'm a big blue fan. I can't even like my girl hates that I wear blue and red all the time. Blue and black all the time. She hates the blue and black.
Wait, why don't she like the blue though?
Cause I'm always in it.
Wait, why do you like blue not black?
I like black. Everything I wear is black.
Yeah, yeah.
She hates me that I wear black, so I started dating blue, but then I got too much blue now. So I was like, why don't you wear like red or something like that? I was like, I don't know. I just feel like I look better in blue and black.
Oh, nice. Well, actually, it's funny because I've noticed that really, really rich, successful people, they don't actually wear black. They wear blue. Like suits, really dark navy suits.
Oh, no,
they don't actually wear black.
No, because it looks good.
You black, think so?
It's because they say like, I don't know what the word is for it though, but like black is more like you're just, it's like a traditional.
Oh. So
like, it's like plain. You
yeah,
know?
Oh. Huh.
So if you want to look a little fancy, they add a little color to it.
Oh, you smart, bro. I feel like you learn a lot in life.
I try to. I'll be fine.
All right.